It's WMFO in Medford, 9 a.m. on the dot. I'm Mike. That's right. I will be here with you for 2 hours until Something About the Women comes in at 11 a.m. today with the voluminous Jane. Wonderful DJ, wonderful show coming up at 11 a.m. Again, Something About the Women. All right. Let's see. I've got a bunch of new noise today and a guest. I have Tom Fay calling in, so to speak. It's not on a phone. Via the internet, he'll call in. He is from two bands, Infinite Sonic and Silent Arrows, and he's going to chat with us about all the projects he's got going on, and we're going to hear a couple of favorite songs from his bands, from him, and one of mine, too. I sort of snuck mine in there because I can. But anyway, real excited to talk to Tom again. Always busy, always putting out great music, so that'll start around 9:30 a.m. All right, as far as the new noise today, I have... something from Mammoth WVH. Yeah, he's putting something new out. Something from the Reese Brothers. I played something from them last week. They're a duo, and they just absolutely rock it out. So happy to play something else from them. More from Nervous Eaters, Boston's own. Marcus King, another cut from that. A repeat of a wonderful new noise from Samantha Ferrell. And the first one we're going to start out with is, I always say, my favorite band from New Zealand. And yeah, it's the only band I know from New Zealand. But I love them. They're just power pop goodness, and they are called The Beths. And they've got a new record. It's called Expert in a Dying Field. This one's called Knees Deep. It's brand new noise to start us off at WMFO.
You're listening to WMFO Bedford.
He is reckless, a malcontent, a pilgrim who's staggering towards Bethlehem. People, they tell him, but you should slow down. As he puts the pedal to the ground, I can still see him driving away. Hopped up on passion and amphetamines, he looks to the sky. Take care of me, Lord, or you'll get me sooner than you bargained for. And some people are born with impervious skin. The devil stays out, but nothing can come in. My boy is doomed to a different chord, a direct line straight up to the Lord. And I sing your song for when you're too tired to fly.
WMFO in Medford, 9:18 in the morning. I'm Mike. How you doing today? Another beautiful weekend here in the Boston area. And just finished the first set of the day. Let me tell you what we did. And by we, I mean me. The Beths, my favorite band from New Zealand, have a brand new record out called Expert in a Dying Field. That was Knees Deep. Derek Anderson was next from 2017's A World of My Own CD. That was When I Was Your Man. The Monkees for our friend Rona, who said, play something by The Monkees. Your choice. So happy to do that. Rona, I picked that from Headquarters, the deluxe edition of that great record. That's, of course, a little bit me, a little bit you. Prince was the fourth song of the set from 1985's Around the World in a Day. That was Pop Life. And had some more new noise to round out the set. That was Boston's own Samantha Farrell with a beautiful new track called Too Tired to Fly. All right, I'm going to look forward to talking to Tom Fay at around 9:30. And I got two songs to get us there. That is to the bottom of the hour. I'm going to start with a request. It's for our friend Mike Stewart, who had a CD of a member of this band the other day and said, you know, he's got some great history here. And his old band was called Knots and Crosses. Can you play something? And of course, the answer to that is yeah. So from Knots and Crosses, this is the title track to this record called Curve of the Earth. This is WMFO.
Gestures of a and my life, it is not my own. I heard Jesus say, and I've seen early graves, so my life, it is not my own. They found yourself confused and then quietly amused. You may find yourself with nothing left to trust in.
It is WMFO in Medford, 9:28 and 22 seconds in the morning. I only said that because I was aiming for 9:30, so I came pretty close. All right, I've got Tom Fay from Infinite Sonic coming up next. He's on the phone, but an internet phone, so it should sound really good. I'll just say, Tom, I know you can hear me. You were on a cell phone last time, and that wasn't good. So I'm glad we're doing this, but it's going to take some crossing of fingers to make sure this works. But let's see. Started off with that request from Mike Stewart. Wanted to hear a band called Knots and Crosses. That was a title track called Curve of the Earth. Nice stuff, Mike. Thank you. And speaking of nice stuff, that was just Sweet Wednesday, Boston's own, from 2011's record called Escaping from the Pale Moonlight. That was My Life is Not My Own. And I wanted to tell you that our friends in Sweet Wednesday are playing next Sunday, the 25th, at the Free Fall Festival up in Salem Willows Park. It's just a beautiful area right on the water. They're playing next week, again, 9:25. Starting at 3 p.m. And then the following Saturday, October 1st. Yeah, I said that. Next Saturday after that is October 1st. They're going to be playing the Medford Condon Shell. Another beautiful place. Food trucks, places to put your blankets and picnic down. They're playing at the Medford Condon Shell on 10-1 at 4 p.m. So make sure you go see our friend Sweet Wednesday. You won't regret it. All right, this is the time when I'm crossing my fingers and my eyes to make sure that I can speak with Tom Fay. So when I do this, Tom, you should now be on. Are you there? Hello, Tom. Hello. Tom, can you hear me? Oh, I can hear you. You're messing around. You're not paying attention. Tom, are you there? All right, I'm gonna text you. Tom, you're on the air. Tom, are you there? Hey, Tom. Well, this is awesome. All right. Tom, what I'm going to do is I'm going to mute you again, and then I'm going to play one of your tracks. I want to play something from your record. It's an Infinite Sonic record, and it was called Loose Ends Volume 2. It's your latest record from that band, and this one is called On My Own. This is Infinite Sonic, and I'll wake Tom up, and we'll be back after this at WMFO.
Higher than a kite that's looking for a landing on some common ground. Read between the lines with trouble understanding the strings that I have found on my own. Avoiding the obstacles, did all that was possible to pull us through this. And on my own, escape from the spectacle, all that was possible to pull us through, pull us through. Harder than the sun, I love how she'd burn me till it was something I would crave. If I'm the only one that's learned here, then I'm the only one to say, on my own, the love off of my pedestal. Did all that was possible to pull us through this. And on my own, disconnect from the chemicals. All that was possible to pull us through, pull us through. To learn the lesson. On my own, the timing impeccable. Did all that was possible to pull us through this. And on my own, I've learned to be flexible. All that was possible.
All I can say is we're lucky to have such a beautiful track from Infinite Sonic while I figured out what I did wrong. Yeah, believe it or not, that was my fault. I didn't have something set correctly. Tom did everything correctly. So, Tom, when I pull you up now, we're going to be able to hear you. Hey, Tom.
What's up?
Oh, my God. There he is. All the way from all the way from Colombia, right?
Here in dear old Bogota.
Dear old Bogota. And I thank you for getting up so early. I know you're an hour behind us at this time of year, so I'm happy to talk to you again. How you doing?
Good. Thanks. Thanks for inviting me on again. It's always a pleasure talking with you.
Yeah, and you hear what I said before about the cell phone last time wasn't a good thing. This sounds great. It sounds like you're in a big empty echoey room near me somewhere. So that's really good.
Excellent.
During my little snafu there, I played one of the picks that you had from something from your latest record called Loose Ends Volume 2. That was called On My Own. That's a beautiful track. Why don't we just take this time for you to tell us a little bit about Infinite Sonic and this latest record and that beautiful song On My Own.
It's Loose Ends Volume 2 was the second part of what was originally going to be just a set of six songs, and it ended up becoming two sets of 10 songs. That particular track was one of the last ones that we recorded. It was an idea that I came up while we were recording. I can't remember what other track, and I had the producer grab an acoustic guitar. I kind of had the riff in mind, and then a couple days later, I had the lyrics written, and we went to work recording it.
Well, it was a beautiful lead vocal. How do you prepare to do something like
Thanks.
That? How do you prepare for that? That's really nice.
I actually specifically was thinking that I wanted to sing that song in a very particular way, which generally I don't do. I just kind of like whatever comes out when I'm trying to sing a melody. But that particular song, especially because of the lyrics, I wanted it to try to get as many vocal details as I could on the track. So the producer and I were, Chetos, we were very conscious of making sure that the vocal was clean and it was, very intentional.
Mm. Well, really, really nice job, honestly.
Thanks.
All right, so we just heard something from your band, which is only one of your bands, called Infinite Sonic. The next one we're going to hear is from your latest project, which is called Silent Arrows. And I really like this band, as you know. And what I appreciate about what you do, Tom, is everything sound... the band has a different modus operandi. The band has a different sound. So that for a layperson sitting here, that's got to be difficult to do, because Infinite Sonic, we just heard, has one kind of an aura about it, and Silent Arrows, to me anyway, is completely different. Is that your intent, to have the bands be so very different?
Well, thanks for saying that, because that's exactly what was behind the decision to do that. It happened right before the pandemic hit. Infinite Sonic was having we were having some issues with the with the band. It didn't think that there was a possibility that we were going to have to end it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it. But then the pandemic hit, literally, and then nobody was doing anything. So, but then I said to myself that. You remember that when I released the cover of the Psychedelic Furs, The Ghost in You?
I do.
That was like my first attempt to try to see if I could continue recording songs as Infinite Sonic, but all of that track was done by me, and that kind of planted a seed that I could continue doing some Infinite Sonic songs. But I still had some songs in my catalog that were definitely more hard rock.
Yeah.
And that's where kind of the idea of, well, maybe I'll have a second project. And, you know, Gabi is still with me as a drummer with Infinite Sonic. That's really us two right now. And we were able to continue recording a lot more freedom. And as you could tell, Infinite Sonic's sound has kind of... like you said, the aura has changed. It's a little bit more alt pop than it was before. And that opened up the door for Silent Arrows to continue to be like a vehicle for writing songs that were more, you know, more hard rock.
Okay. Well, just to give everybody an example of what I mean, just sort of everybody out there, keep in mind what you just heard, that beautiful track called On My Own, a really nice ballad, right? Tom, you picked a Silent Arrows tune from the latest record called Choose, and this is Betrayal. Before I spin that, talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, we're going to release a lyric video for that probably sometime next week. So it's kind of like the second single from the release. The first one was Right Now. And Betrayal was... this is a song that I had actually written about 4 or 5 years ago. And it was one of those songs that I had mentioned before that was kind of sitting in my catalog, but didn't really have a place. So this was one of the tracks. We had recorded the drums for this probably about 3 years ago, 4 years ago. So it was an easy choice for me to include this in the Silent Arrows album.
All right, well, this is very cool. Everybody, if you're in a place where you can turn the volume up, that would be recommended. All right, let me spin by Silent Arrows, because one band isn't enough. This is Tom Fay's second project, and this is Betrayal. And Tom, remember to mute yourself, okay? All right.
Okay.
Here's Betrayal from Silent Arrows. We'll be back after this.
Fools you have, don't let
All right, it's WMFO Medford, 9:45 in the morning, talking with Tom Fay on the internet-connected phone, and I just heard a couple of tracks from two of his bands. The first was Infinite Sonics, On My Own from the latest Loose Ends Volume 2, and just finished up with the other band, Silent Arrows, brand new record called Choose. That was Betrayal. And I hear you there, Tom. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for playing the songs, man. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And I want to let everybody know a little bit about you. You actually didn't. You said we mentioned you in Bogota, Colombia, which is not something I usually say. But you are, and you did, and you didn't grow up there. I believe that you grew up here in Chelsea, Massachusetts. Correct?
Yeah, Chelsea, Mass.
Now, I wouldn't really say that it's a usual path for people to go from Chelsea to Bogota, Colombia, where you're a teacher. That's quite an interesting move. How did that come about? How'd you end up in Colombia?
Well, I was a teacher in the States, so teaching here was obviously the natural thing for me to do when I made the decision to move here back in 2009. But it was I had met some people from Colombia while I was living in Boston, and I really enjoyed the culture and had a little bit of curiosity, and it was supposed to be maybe a year, 2 years max, but after a year and a half or so, I realized that, I was pretty happy here, and it eventually led to me becoming a singer in a band, or two bands, maybe three, who knows?
Who knows? Now, you must have started messing around with being in a band, singing maybe when you were here before you moved there. What did that come up? How did that happen when you got there?
I've been writing songs and stuff for since I was in college, but okay. never sang.
Never
until maybe karaoke once or twice in my life. It's really interesting because my past self would not be able to believe some of the things that my present self is doing, which is including like recording songs and getting on stage and it's been an interesting journey.
Yeah, and how long have you been involved with this new career of yours, sort of an adjunct to being a teacher?
When I moved to Bogota, so it's about five years. I wasn't doing anything when I moved to Bogota. I was writing songs and stuff, but it wasn't until about a year into me being here in Bogota, because I was in Medellin previously, that I started meeting people that were musicians in the rock scene here in Bogota, and then that's kind of how the idea of creating Sonic originally came about.
That's really something that, because a lot of people don't get a chance to, realize their, let's call it a dream, of doing something like that, just because it's not easy to do. So, got to commend you. I mean, we just learned that you do a lot of the production yourself. It's really clean production and stuff. So nice going there.
I appreciate it. I like all the parts of the process. I like the recording part, obviously the writing part. Mixing, I enjoy all that, and I feel like I'm getting better at it. And the videos too. The videos mostly have been almost all of them have been edited by me. Some of them were directed by me. I think one of the songs that you'll be playing next is a video that got nominated for an award. We didn't win, but we got nominated for an award.
Hey,
which is good too. It was really nice to be recognized for not just the songwriting, but the visual that I put together to go along with the song.
Honestly, it's a kind of a little joke. It's so nice to be nominated, but it is. I mean, I've never been nominated for anything I've done, so congratulations to that. I'm sure next time you're going to take home the trophy, I think. So you're absolutely right.
To be recognized, and it wasn't necessarily a popularity contest. It wasn't by like votes. It was people who were involved in the music business here that took the time to listen and or watch the material that is out, and to be picked to be nominated is, yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, important point, because the fact that through this process, people are taking notice of what you're doing, that's exactly what you want. So it's a step forward, no matter how you look at it, I would have to say. So
Absolutely.
So you were making reference to the next song I want to play. It's something else that you picked from your latest album for Infinite Sonic called Loose Ends Volume 2. And this is the track you were talking about that was nominated, and it's Liam. If you would, talk a little bit about this, and then I'll spin it.
This song was written during the pandemic, and there is a veiled reference to Liam Gallagher, actually, to be honest with you. That's kind of where the name came from. And
okay.
There was some sort of news story going on where Liam Gallagher was being Liam Gallagher. And I remember saying to myself, man, this guy just never seems to be happy. And then the idea of the character that is the protagonist of the song kind of developed from there. So thanks, Liam Gallagher, for being who you are, I guess.
So just begs the question, is Liam Gallagher's work in the band with his brother, are you a fan of theirs or not?
Yeah. I
you like Oasis.
I'm a fan of yes, I do, and I like Liam too. But you know, he just comes out in the news. He never seems to be happy, and that was kind of like that kind of gave me the
impetus.
Setting for the for yeah the impetus. Thanks, great word.
I'm good with big
words. I'm
gonna
write that down. And yeah, that was like kind of the impetus of what I wanted to do, and I developed the character who is Liam of the song kind of based upon that particular idea.
The character or protagonist, as you so...
Protagonist,
there
yes.
You go. There you go. All right, so...
I can get some big words out there too, Mikey.
I know, even though it's early, we can do it. All right, so let's spin Infinite Sonics and Liam, and we'll be back to talk with Tom again right after this. This is WMFO.
Your hustling just going fade away.
It's WMFO Medford, 9:56 in the morning. I'm Mike. How are you? I have my guest on the phone, Thomas Fay, from two bands, not just one. We have Infinite Sonic and we have Silent Arrows. We just heard Liam from Infinite Sonic, the latest record, Loose Ends, Volume 2. Before that, we heard a Silent Arrows track called Betrayal from the latest record called Choose, and started off with On My Own from Infinite Sonic, Loose Ends, Volume 2. Again, that was On My Own. Tom, really like that song as well. Liam's a winner.
Thanks.
Liam's a winner.
Thank you.
So
Thank you.
As we approach the top of the hour, it's WMFO Medford, and we're going to end up playing one more song. Again, we're going to do another Silent Arrows one. Tell us a little bit about what's on the horizon. What's next for, well, either one of your bands?
Well, for Infinite Sonic, we've already started recording, there's four or five songs that are in development, recorded, need to be mixed maybe. So we'll probably release something next year. Not sure exactly what it's going to look like, but we've got the groundwork for that. Silent Arrows, we're playing live. That's actually an active band, so we've got a couple of shows coming up here in Bogota. We also will probably record starting in January, which will end up being like the second full-length release. But we've got I've got two other songs, one that's actually recorded, mixed, and mastered that we didn't put on the album, but I held it back so that maybe in the interim we can release it mid-year next year so that there's something out there. And so that's kind of like what we got going on. No, I'm always recording, no matter what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's a true artist. You know, you've got to get the creative bent out. You know, it can't stay inside because you'd blow up all over the place. You know it's true. All right. Well, listen, I want to, now I don't know. I played this last week as New Noise. Did I debut this, the new one from Silent Arrows? Tell me I did.
Yes, you did. Like Betrayal. Betrayal is also the debut.
Well, that's
you've
great.
You've debuted twice.
Well, you know, is once enough, really? all right, so I want to end our conversation and our look at all of your music with another Silent Arrows one. Again, it's from the new record called Choose. And I played this last week. I want to feel like a zombie. Before I play it and say goodbye, Tom, tell us why do you want to feel like a zombie? Although it should be obvious, I suppose, but, you know.
Yeah, you know, little tongue-in-cheek with this one, but it started out as something I was messing around with on keyboards, and that was like the first lyric that came out of my mouth, and I'm like, I'm not sure we're gonna call it the song I Want to Feel Like a Zombie, right. And then I kind of thought about it, and I said, well, why not? And I talked to the band about it, they're like, no, this is cool, we like it, and I'm like, all right, well, we'll develop it, and go from there.
Well,
so
it is cool, and we do like it. I want to play this again, even though I debuted it last week. Tom, I think this is just a great song. And like you said, everything that you do, you get better. And that's all we can all hope for, right? Just make a little bit of progress with everything. So